Hello, everyone. Welcome into another episode of Kentucky Daily, a daily podcast covering your University of Kentucky Wildcats. I'm Sean Smith. He's Derek Terry. This episode is powered by Blue Wire Pods. It's also powered by the Butcher's Pub with three locations, one in Pineville, Williamsburg, London, Kentucky. If you can't make it out to Kroger Field Saturday, make it out to one of those locations to check out Kentucky and enjoy a great meal at the Butcher's Pub. You can visit thebutcherspub.com or check them out on Facebook. Derek, let's jump right in to this Kentucky basketball mailbag. I'm going to have some questions about Chris Livingston, and here's why. Chris Livingston, Adam Zagoria was the first person that I saw report that he would announce his decision Wednesday night, and then Travis Graff of Cats Illustrated put out that it will be on ESPN at 7 o'clock. Kentucky's recruiting class for 2022, Derek, is about to get a lot stronger if you're going off recent buzz and momentum. Livingston moving up his decision, it certainly seems like Kentucky's about to get another top five prospect.
Yeah, Sean, unless Duke ends up with a five-star commitment here in the next few days before Livingston announces, Kentucky should move to number one in 24/7 Sports' team rankings. That'll give them three five-star commitments, two top five guys with Sharp and Livingston. So off to a really good start. And I guess, Sean, at one point I wanted to mention real quick is something we had discussed as a hypothetical. Wasn't the original commitment date next month for Livingston?
October 15th, yeah.
October 15th. So he's ended up announcing on September 15th. Yeah. So a full month in advance, my brother's birthday. Keep that in mind with Cason Wallace, right, who's planning a November decision. I'm going to guess if he is truly coming to UK, that will not be waited on until November.
Yeah, and that actually, I don't even know if we're going to be able to even do anything with the mailbag questions because they're all about when will Livingston announce or something like that. So we may just end up turning this thing into just a Chris Livingston UK basketball recruiting discussion for a quick episode. Because right here, UK Shane, hey guys, when do you think Chris Livingston will commit to Kentucky? Well, happened. That was 16 hours ago. So we'll say Wednesday. And then I think we had one more in my DMs that was asking about when him or Wallace, if they'll commit sooner. So right here, Ryan says, Bona doesn't want to play with Lively and wants to sign early while Lively may wait. UK wants to wait for Lively. Who does UK get and how would you handle the situation? Also, do we have any behind-the-scenes whispers about when Livingston and or Wallace may commit? Public rumors are that both could announce before official dates they have set. Well, yes, Livingston is going to bump this thing up. I actually think that Wallace bumps up as well, Derek. But when it comes down to Bona and Lively, I mean, Lively is going to be the guy that you wait for. I mean, that's the guy, that's the prize guy in UK's class that they're waiting for is Lively.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I think he's worth the gamble. Like we've said on here, I really think I just really think they're going to get a few guys back in that front court. And I think you hope to get Lively, but I think at the assurance of knowing the transfer portal will be an option and you can probably get a pretty good player out of there if you miss on both, then he's definitely worth waiting on, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I would definitely wait on Lively and hope you get him. And if you don't, I think you, one, will have enough coming back that you're not desperate in the front court. But if you do need another body, I'm going to guess you can find a pretty quality option from the portal.
Well, that's exactly what Ryan asked in the second part. If UK passes on Bona to wait for Lively, then he goes elsewhere. Do we hit the portal or roll with Toppin, Ware, Hopkins, Livingston, and hopefully one of Oscar or Collins in the front court in 22-23? I mean, I think that's what you would love to have is some depth, experience depth there. But the portal is always going to be the late spring filler now, more so than reclassifications. I think the portal is where coaches are going to hit.
Yeah, for sure. And again, it's hard to even know who, but I mean, and maybe this past year was it was more than it's ever going to be again, just with the new rule coming out. But, you know, UK got Shibwe. They potentially could have had a guy like Coburn who went in. I just think there every year there's going to be good players, at least, you know, test the waters, I guess you could say, to use an NBA draft term. Players that are going to be good enough where if they want to return to their old school, there's going to be no hard feelings there, but also guys who can kind of put it out there and see what comes back. So I don't I just think they're going to be fine no matter what. But Lively would definitely be my top option, regardless of college guys or not.
And Derek, this class, if it indeed gets Chris Livingston like we expect it to Wednesday night, then John Calipari has, you know, we had a lot of questions about this 2022 class about, what, 3 or 4 weeks ago. Like, why does Kentucky not have any commitments? And we kept saying, just hang tight. It's going to come. It's going to happen. We weren't factoring Livingston into being a part of that, though. We were factoring Sharp and others, Case and Wallace. But if Cal goes out and gets Livingston, and here's the other thing, Travis reporting that it's going to be on ESPN, they've not done that in a long time. Now, is that – and to me, Ben Cardi has put out stuff, a guest of this podcast last week, a great episode if you haven't listened to it. I recommend you to go back and catch that one because we talk about Chris Livingston and others, but they've had guys announce on the SportsCenter app, but that's different than ESPN. ESPN, they've not done a TV announcement in a long, long time, and that's when Kentucky was the cool school, when they had James Young and the Harrison twins and everybody announcing in the same week on ESPN. Still remains to be seen exactly what the details are around that ESPN announcement, but if they can get a TV spot again and a primetime spot, wow. Orlando Antigua being back on staff must be working out pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I see Livingston's ranked 12th on ESPN. So I'm going to guess that airing him on national TV has more to do with where he's going to be going to school, would be my thing. Because this is not like – I mean, Shaden Sharp was the number one player on ESPN, and he didn't announce on TV or anything. So I think this will be a deal where – you know, it's going to give UK 3 5 stars, number one class for now. And again, I think Lively, if he ultimately decides on where he goes, will probably be the indicator on who's going to have the number one class if it's UK or Duke. But they're doing a good job, and you're seeing this roster for next year, at least from the high school ranks, already start to come into play. And I guess I want to toot our horn a little bit just because, I mean, we're on here every day, so we talk about it probably more than other people, at least publicly. We've been saying for a while, though, Sean, that if he could figure out the high school recruiting ranks with adding big-time transfer portal guys, that they will be potentially a dominant force in the future.
Toot, toot. Yep. I agree. We've been saying that for a while. And this class, man, from Sky Clark got a visit over the weekend as well from Orlando Antigua and John Calipari. And then you added Shaden Sharp last week, and then a week later, you're going to get Chris Livingston, which tells me, Derek, that maybe a week from now, could you have another one? Could you convince Case and Wallace and line this thing up 3 weeks, three commitments? It wouldn't shock me. That's the stuff that John Calipari and this staff was so good at doing. Do you think these dudes just announce and just say, oh, I'm going to do it this day? Some of them do, but I also tell you this too, from covering what we've covered, we also know that there is some playing to momentum that these staffs like to put together. You get silent commitments and then you get discussions and they're like, all right, let's string these things together. You've seen Kentucky do it with back-to-back days of commitments. And then Cal come out with a tweet, you know, and he starts feeling himself, right? He starts getting swaggy. You saw the wink video after Shaden Sharp. Cal is in a very good mood right now, Derek, and it's because of the momentum he has on the recruiting trail. And I'm telling you, Orlando Antigua being back in Lexington, I said this the day he was hired, that he came back. Getting him back was not just good for the program. It got Cal back to being who Cal was because you have a guy that knows you at your best. And it's no, and I don't think it's a coincidence that you're seeing Kentucky's recruiting go back in the right direction, but you're also seeing Cal do some and Kentucky do some of those things that they used to do, like this ESPN announcement, whatever it ends up being. If it ends up being a TV spot, they haven't done one of those. We'd have to go back. Have they done one since Orlando left? I don't remember anyone announcing outside. PJ Washington was the last one I remember actually doing one. Bam. That was after Pete. That was before PJ, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So I don't remember anything. Since I've covered the program, I don't remember anyone announcing because I wasn't covering the program when PJ announced.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if they've had one. I don't think they have. Have they?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, might not be anybody. But I'll also say this though, man. Like, and this is not to get down a different rabbit hole, but do people like watch SportsCenter as much as they did like 10, 11 years ago?
My TV used to go on SportsCenter at 11 o'clock at night, and it wouldn't come off until literally noon the next day. Like, I would watch replays. Now my TV's never on SportsCenter. You know why? Because I can get the exact same stuff on my phone on Twitter scrolling through.
Yeah, I'm not going to turn this into everybody wants to, make the ESPN stuff, political. Like, I just think, that's how I'm the same way. Like, there's nothing that I need to sit down and watch on TV that I couldn't just get instantly on my phone or somewhere else. So I think, back when John Wall, and I don't think Wall committed on ESPN, did he? I remember just reading Wall committed, in a news story, honestly. But I do remember Brandon Knight and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist both. That was – back then, you would need to be watching – maybe you wouldn't need to be watching, but that was much more exposure, I would say, for UK's program to have it done like that back then. Whereas now you're going to generate just as much excitement just from doing it on this, the ESPN or SportsCenter app. You're going to get just as many people interested.
And it was cool back then too, to do it during Jordan Brand, to do it during the McDonald's All-American game, Deron Lamb during Jordan Brand. I'm pretty sure it was Jordan Brand that he did that in New York.
I think so.
So you had those things, and that's obviously something that's changed now. But now it's cooler to announce it on social media and put a video out, put an edit video out. Regardless of however Livingston announces this thing, you know he's going to have something ready, an edit from someone or a video from someone, and you get those cool behind-the-scenes things. Did Kentucky, by the way, when Sharp committed, did they put out the video of any of the kids sitting there watching highlights of someone? I don't think they did they? Because they did the hallway walk.
What weren't all the pictures Devin Booker?
Yes, that's right. They've changed it. They've changed it. So let's go here. Who's on the wall for Livingston if it ends up being Kentucky Wednesday night?
I don't think I know enough about his game to.
Well,
let me see what his comp is on 24/7. I think it was Ananobi, right? I think I already looked it up. OG Ananobi was who.
Kentucky's going. To me, Kentucky's doing this for Livingston to play the small ball four and to play some three. So I don't know who that would be. I'm going to think on that one. We'll get to it on Tuesday's episode, but man, that was a really cool addition that Kentucky put out though. Like the whole walk down the hallway with all the draft picks. And then you got the Cal wink at the end. Derek Cal, Cal just had a statue of himself put up at UMass. He got a floor named after him at Clarion. And now he's got the number one prospect over multiple recruiting services. Now he's about to go land a top five composite guy. He's got Kaysen Wallace in a spot where he really likes him. Man, John Calipari right now is probably feeling the best he's felt in a very long time.
I don't see how he couldn't be, man. I mean, they're on a roll, man. They're going to keep it going. And you almost think some ways, man, with the high – I think people would be very happy to have a signature already in for Lively. But when you are talking about building the hype for next year, if there is, it was much more the case probably back in the day. I want to say that Julius Randle class, wasn't he the last – well, they got Hawkins late too, but he wasn't obviously anywhere near the same stature of a recruit as a guy like Randle. You had the Harrison twins. You had Marcus Lee. Dakari Johnson, a lot of those guys already signed, and you're just kind of waiting back then on that last piece. And I think the build up for that was huge, especially coming off an NIT year. I do think there's some advantages, in the PR sense, to having a guy, a big time target, wait. And if that's going to be the case with Lively, it's going to be what everybody talks about in basketball recruiting. So if you get him, just the build up for that and the excitement for next season will grow even more than potentially if he just signs in November. So. Either way, you want them. So,
yeah,
whenever that happens to be, you want them in Lexington.
Yeah, this class is certainly coming together, and we'll be right here to cover it. Obviously, all the mailbag questions dealt with pretty much when Kaysen Wallace or when Chris Livingston was going to commit, or what was going on with Chris Livingston. So we hope that we've answered those questions for you. I expect the basketball mailbag to like football as we get closer. To continue to go through, obviously football was fresh on everybody's mind on Sunday, Derek, but certainly looks like between a win against Missouri and a game against Chattanooga, Kentucky basketball is going to be the headlines again too this week when it comes to recruiting. And if Kentucky lands Chris Livingston to go with Shaden Sharp and Sky Clark, man, this class is already off and running. To me, it'll claim the number one spot, and I don't think they'll ever let it go.
I'm with you. I mean, this is going to be kind of like the revival year on the recruiting trail. And then if they need a piece or two from the portal, get the best available player you can. And I think I mean, I think for as excited as people are to get back out this year and try to make up for such a poor year last year, I would say the hype for what next season's roster, I think it's going to kind of be a return back to how it used to be about a decade ago.
It is. Kentucky basketball is back. John Calipari's back to who he is and who he was. And certainly sounds like good times are on the horizon for Kentucky basketball. But until next time, he's Derek Terry. I'm Sean Smith. We'll catch you next time on Kentucky Daily.